This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. firm Moderna said it would file requests for emergency authorization of its COVID-19 vaccine in the United States and Europe Monday, after full results confirmed a high efficacy estimated at 94.1%. The company's CEO said, quote, "We believe that our vaccine will provide a new and powerful tool that may change the course of this pandemic and help prevent severe disease, hospitalizations, and death," end quote. If the U.S. Food and Drug Administration agrees it is safe and effective, the first of the drug's two doses could be injected into the arms of millions of Americans by the middle of December. American pharmaceutical Pfizer and Germany's BioNTech applied for similar approvals last week, and their vaccine could be greenlit in the U.S. shortly after December 10th. The U.S. has 13.3 million of the world's 62.7 million COVID-19 cases, according to Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. That's more than any other country in the world, followed by India and Brazil. A top Iranian security official says Israel used electronic devices to remotely kill a military nuclear scientist. AP's Charles de la Desma reports.
The remark from the secretary of the country's Supreme National Security Council drastically changes the story of the Friday slaying of the nuclear scientist. Authorities initially said a truck exploded and then gunmen opened fire. A state TV Arabic language channel claims the weapons used were controlled by satellite, a claim also made Sunday by the semi-official Fars news agency. None of the outlets immediately offered any evidence supporting their claims. Israel has declined to comment on the attack. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Kuwait, however, their foreign ministry condemns the killing, according to the state news agency. This is VOA News. Lebanon has been informed an upcoming round of maritime border talks with Israel, due this week, has been postponed, a Lebanese military official said Monday. News of the postponement of a session scheduled to take place Wednesday came after Israel accused Lebanon of changing its stance in the negotiations one too many times. At least 110 people are feared dead in a weekend attack on farmers in the northeast part of Nigeria blamed on Islamic jihadists who are active in the area. The United Nations humanitarian coordinator for the African country said in a statement he was, quote, "outraged and horrified by the gruesome attack against civilians," end quote, in the village of Kashobe near Borno's state capital. He said it was the most violent attack on innocent civilians this year, calling for the perpetrators to be brought to justice. Inmates at a high-security prison in Sri Lanka have rioted over a surge of coronavirus infections, leaving at least 8 prisoners dead and more than 50 injured. Inmates set fire to the kitchens and briefly took 2 officers hostage. A police spokesman later said the situation had been brought under control and the officers were rescued. Prison authorities did not confirm whether they had reestablished full control over the facility. Authorities have said a newer and more virulent strain of the virus was now spreading. Monday, Hong Kong reimposed social distancing measures at some of their strictest levels in the city since the start of the coronavirus pandemic, as authorities battle a fourth wave of infections. The financial hub has maintained bans on large group gatherings for much of the year and has shuttered various industries when cases have spiked. Daily cases have risen above 100 in recent days, prompting authorities to usher in stricter measures similar to those seen during earlier outbreaks. U.S. President Donald Trump suffered more setbacks over the weekend in his efforts to overturn Joe Biden's victory in the 2020 presidential election. AP's Ben Thomas.
President Trump's campaign paid for recounts in 2 big, overwhelmingly liberal counties in Wisconsin. Dane County's final number showed a 45-vote gain for Trump, Milwaukee's 132-vote gain for Biden, confirming Biden's victory by a total of more than 20,000 votes. Saturday, Pennsylvania's Supreme Court threw out a lower court's order preventing the state from certifying dozens of contests on its November 3rd election ballot. The lawsuit sought to throw out some 2.5 million mail-in ballots or direct the state's Republican-controlled legislature to pick Pennsylvania's presidential electors. I'm Ben Thomas.
NATO has invited U.S. President-elect Joe Biden to a summit in Brussels early next year after he takes office, Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Monday. He said the specific date has not yet been decided. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.